This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, covering lots of different topics of interest to the Umpqua Valley. And with the school year having just wrapped up for districts around the area, talking to a few of the superintendents about how the school year went. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So overall, as you look back, how do you feel like things went this school year in Sutherland?
In general, I think we had a really good school year. I'm particularly proud of the fact that our students and staff finished strong. It's always difficult towards the spring and getting near summer, and I think our students and staff kind of met the challenge and worked hard and finished the year in a good place. So a lot of good things happening.
And what are some of the highlights, do you feel like, for the district this past 9 months?
Oh, man, I think we have a lot. I think probably, I'd say the biggest highlight was we've had our largest graduating class from Sutherland Valley Online Academy. I think we are currently, we had 30 graduate this year. And for the most part, the entire year, we had between 100 and 115 students in that program. It's proved to be very successful. I think this is about the eighth or ninth year of that program. And again, just graduating 30 students is phenomenal. So I would say that's probably the biggest highlight.
And
we have a few more.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Let me ask you about that. Just what do you attribute the increase in students on the online academy?
Well, I think there are just more students across the state and county that are looking for a slightly different option. I think also the fact that Sutherland Valley Online Academy has been successful in meeting the needs of students, students that are in our district and students that are in other districts. Again, there are certain students who maybe just don't fit the mold for a regular high school, and the Sutherland Valley Online Academy is an option for them. And I think we had a fairly big boost from the COVID era with students becoming comfortable with that. So, again, being able to work together with students and parents to fit an education for most students has probably been the biggest thing.
You mentioned some other highlights. What are some of those?
Well, as far as our elementary schools are considered, I think the nothing in particular, but in general, we've had way more activities at the elementary level. A lot of them are after school activities like band concerts, STEAM nights, talent shows. I think that's been really big in getting parents and students involved. I think also, something to note is that our high school wood shop and the elementary schools work together so that many or most of the kids get a wood shop experience of some sort when they are in elementary school. So I think that's pretty big. And then as far as the secondary schools are concerned, I think we've really been successful with our clubs and co-curricular activities. We speak a lot about FFA all the time, but I think other clubs have grown in popularity, other co-curricular activities. I think, our middle school leadership group won an award at the state level this year, and our band placed fourth at the state level with multiple awards and highlights for our choir students. We have a couple of clubs. The Health Occupation Students of America, HOSA, has been very successful. A large number of students in that club now, and they're now competing at the state and national level. And then also our Leo's Club, which is a branch off of the Lions Club. So I think really growing programs that get students actively involved has been a huge success for the secondary level.
Do you feel like the number of students that are engaging in these post-school day activities, however you want to term them, has that increased as kids gotten sort of reintegrated into doing these sorts of things?
I think it has. I know that, and most people could attest to this, that many of our programs suffered during the COVID years, and it was difficult building those back. But I think our staff has really worked hard to reengage, and the programs are back to where they were and even bigger and better than they were, pre the COVID years.
So any key staffing changes in the district this past school year?
Nothing really key. I think we have about average teacher turnover this year, average for the last few years anyway. That has, most of those positions have been filled. So nothing key there. I will say that we are losing a longtime employee, Debbie Foley, who's worked here for 35 years in this same district in multiple roles. She is retiring, and that will be a big loss to the district, but a good thing for her, too. So other than that, not a whole lot of real key changes.
What do you feel like the biggest challenges for either you or your staff in the past school year were?
I think those challenges revolve around being able to fill substitute positions when people are gone. That's also, you know, not only at the teaching level, but with instructional assistants and other classified employees. We also, you know, have a problem finding and keeping classified employees, instructional assistants who work directly with students. So that seems to be a revolving door from time to time. And we get really good people, but sometimes they leave for different options. So that's probably been the biggest, is staffing and keeping that staffing consistent throughout a school year.
Do you know what could be done possibly to not have as high a turnover level in those positions?
I don't know that there's any one answer, and I think it's going to continue to be difficult as the job market changes. But I think one of the things that we've done pretty well is try to grow our own employees. So students that we've had have come back and taking some of those positions. We've been really successful in having some and many instructional assistants get into programs and work for several years as an instructional assistant and become teachers. So really, I think it is about, you know, being pretty strategic about, you know, finding people and then working hard to grow our own through our own community here.
And what about any new programs in the past school year?
We don't have anything in particular that's new. I do know that we're really trying hard to grow what we have now. I mean, we've obviously been successful with that, so we want to continue to grow those. I will say it is exciting to know that we will be adding back outdoor education to fifth grade next year, so that's a big thing. I think that's been missing for a long time out of education, so that is probably the one thing that we're adding next year that's been absent for a long time.
What is enabling you to do that?
There are state grants for that, and so we will or have applied for those. We did not start outdoor ed this year, but we plan on doing it next year. And so, yeah, through a grant, we will be able to provide everything we need to make that happen.
School districts around Douglas County oftentimes struggle with the age of at least some, if not most, of their buildings. Any building or infrastructure projects in the Sutherland District in the last year or 9 months that took place?
Well, you know, when you have aging buildings, there are always infrastructure projects taking place, and this year is no different. We finished up some heating and air conditioning projects this year that we had through some federal grant dollars and other things. But this summer, we're really spending a lot of time. We're adding a modular building at Sutherland Middle School that will have two classrooms. That building has been has been packed since we moved the sixth grade over there. And so we're adding two more classrooms there. That's a large project. And then we are working on some parking lot and entryway repair, in particular for busing, so that buses can enter and exit our secondary schools a little easier. There's a lot of restrictions with that. So that will be taking place this summer. And then we have some fairly large roofing projects that are going on at both East Primary and West Intermediate. So that will occupy most of the summer. And then we are happy to announce that we did get a seismic retrofit grant for the middle school gym, and hopefully that work on that will start next summer or the summer after. So, yeah, we're going to be very busy this summer with infrastructure work.
With the seismic infrastructure grant, what does that allow you to do?
It allows us to make a building seismically fit for a fairly large earthquake. There's a lot that goes into that, so most of that work would be structural. We were able to and had one this last summer for the middle school classroom wings, and it was it made some huge improvements, not only in the structure, but because of the way the structure was built, we were able to change some exterior walls, remove some unsafe windows, create better doorways, and overall just make the structure better for students. It was also integrated with some heating and air conditioning projects, so it really, really improved the classrooms there. So in the middle school gym, I'm assuming that most of it will be structural. You probably will not see a lot of the differences, but it will, again, be an upgrade for what we have at this point.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District, as we're taking a year-end look at the school year, which just wrapped up a few days ago. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. True Wealth Radio at 4 o'clock. Inside Douglas County tomorrow, it's Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service. We'll talk about the many things they have happening this summer, and also kind of give a June, early pre-summer, I guess, look at agriculture in Douglas County. Superintendent Terry Prestiani, the Sutherland School District, is with us. We were talking building infrastructure and related things. Tied into that as well is the issue of security for schools, an increasing topic in recent years due to all the unfortunate things that have taken place. That's led to some updates and some upgrades at districts. What kinds of things have been happening in Sutherland in that regard?
So we've done a lot of infrastructure upgrades in relation to school security. We did most of those in the past. I've talked about those on this show before. We've done a lot of work with camera systems, security systems, and fencing upgrades that that really limit access from the outside. So we've done most of that at this particular point in time, but we've really been focusing this year on the procedures that we have if there is an emergency. One of the what turned out to be a very large activity this year, we haven't done it for a while. We practiced an evacuation of the entire school district, moving all of our kids out of their buildings to secure locations and then transporting them in buses. This was the, I think, the first year we've done it in about 8 years, and so that was real successful. We had a lot of partners in that process, from Sutherland Police and Fire to Search and Rescue and a few other groups. So really kind of focusing on those processes and procedures that we have if an emergency does take place and how we might address them. So again, we've done a lot of the facility updates, at least what we can with what we have now, but really focusing on the procedures.
Security-wise, are there other things you would like to address at some point?
Oh, yeah. I think many of them are in relation to secure vestibules at the entryway of schools. That is certainly a possibility in the future. But in doing so, most of what we've been able to find is it would be impossible without very, very major structural changes that, at this point would be impossible to address unless there was a brand new building. There are a few things that we've done otherwise, but that would be our biggest, is being able to have secure vestibules where parents and students can enter the office. But again, right now that doesn't appear to be in the cards.
With some of your buildings so close to each other, does that help security at all, or does that pose more challenges?
Well, with the majority of our buildings, East Primary, the middle school, and high school, all being on, within a block of each other, we think that is a real positive because, you can get the cooperation of all staff together if there is an emergency. I think that's a real benefit. Pretty easy for police and fire to respond in that particular area. And we do have our outlying school, which is West Intermediate, which is on the other side of town. So that does present some problems, but it generally is a good thing to have our buildings fairly close.
What about staffing looking towards the fall? Did you have many retirements or resignations that you're going to have to fill over the summer?
I think every year, that is definitely a problem. And so most schools, most districts are facing that every spring. But I don't believe we had any more resignations or retirements than we've had in the past few years, maybe down a little bit from the past. I don't have the exact percentage, but again, turnover in today's world is a big reality, and it's really difficult to find staff. But I feel that the building administrators and everybody in the district have worked hard to fill those positions. So at this point, we have most of them filled at this time.
Now, national statistics show fewer people are entering programs in the field of education. Some are able to get into the field through the non-traditional pathways of the last few years. But are you concerned at all about the fact that just not a lot of people are going in planning to be teachers?
Absolutely. Really, really concerned. It doesn't look like that is going to increase in any time soon as far as people going into the field. So I think we just have to continue to be strategic, look from within for staff members. I think also, and I don't know what this looks like, I think schools are going to look different in the next 5 years because I'm fairly certain that it's going to be a struggle for any school or any district to fill all of those positions. So we just have to be as strategic as we can be and thoughtful and, again, try to grow staff from within our community.
You've got
I think that's part of it also. One of the, we have great staff members who come from outside our community and maybe move to the district, but I think we also need to make sure that do the best that we can to hire staff who really want to be here in Sutherland, be here in Douglas County, and be thoughtful about that.
I jumped in there too quick, but let me ask you about the school board. Any particular projects they're working on these days?
Nothing in particular, aside from something that we've been focusing on for the last, oh my goodness, at least 5 years, and we're really working on making sure that we can do capital improvements in the summer and throughout the school year to better address the needs of our aging buildings. We continue to look at grants and other things that might benefit us as far as doing that, and included in that are the seismic retrofits, and knowing that some of our buildings have reached maximum capacity or are failing in certain ways, and trying to find ways to upgrade or build new buildings. It's just the work continues.
For this summer, what about special programs that are being offered?
We've got summer school options for K through 5, middle school, and high school. So our summer school for elementary, K through 5, all of them, actually all of the programs go June 17th through the 27th, and then July 8th through the 19th, 4 days a week. So those are all available. The high school is mostly credit retrieval for students who need to catch up or want to get ahead a little bit. And then our middle school program is set up to meet specific needs for specific students. So we do have a lot of summer school options. And then as always, well, actually, this will be the third year we have Kinder Camp taking place in the middle of August to prepare our incoming kindergarten students for their first adventure in our buildings. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
What about plans for the fall? Any updates or changes that are being prepared?
Oh, man. You know, we don't really have a lot of changes coming in. This may sound a little simplistic, but we're looking at some parking and directional travel changes at our high school, middle school that will maybe significantly impact how we do things with traffic. But those will be taken care of in the summer, and there may be a little bit of a learning process when we get back into school. But that really is probably the one change that'll be taking place this fall.
So how long have you been in the field of education?
I believe this is year 34, the end of my 34th year.
And what led you to get into it?
Well, you know, kind of like most people in education, I think I had teachers in you know, elementary through high school that were a big influence on me. And I think I knew from the beginning, once I got out of school, that that was probably where I was heading, and then was able to get into some coaching opportunities when I was in college that even furthered that that desire to work with kids. So I would say just really having good, solid, great teachers as a student was the biggest influence.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District, thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.